Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Amarni Marazi Sheyichu. So much the best and right so much Mokhar, Marja Mordechai, Rudnil Kratkish, Lidim Chol, Nibla Medlein, Baruch HaBasal, Baruch HaSei Deim, Arye Leib, Ben Fega Leia, Leib Nishmas Marazi, Zbash Bishmuel, Shalom Tzorah, Batzalat Chaz Mer Zev, Shmuel, Pinchas Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi, Vadaz Shaz Rabbi Yosef, Beitz Natov, Reina Rabbeinu Rabbi Moshe, The Torah should have started with this mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, but instead it started with Bereishis. Why says Rashi at the beginning of the Torah? Because of Koach Masiv Higidlam, Ulossesam Nachal as Goyim. That if the Goyim say that we stole Eretz Yisrael, we can say God created the world and gave it to us. So Chazal, Rashi, never retract the original Havamina. There's the Torah should have still started from a Chodesh Zevachem. We just started from Bereishis, Misibat Stadit, Yesh Siva Acheret, Latchil Mi Bereishis. So it turns out then that the Torah Be'etzim does start from a Chodesh Zevachem. But from the Torah that starts from a Chodesh Zevachem, we also have to start from Bereishis, because of Koach Maaseh V'Gidlam, or the power of his deeds, he told his nation that he created the world. Memela, he gave us Eretz Yisrael. So even though Enochinami, it should have started with Achodesh, when it starts with Bereishis, that is connected to Achodesh. Because we never retracted the Havamina that we're supposed to start from HaChodesh. That is correct. That really is the beginning of the Torah. Elamai, we have a side reason to start with Bereishis. In other words, the HaChodesh is Machayev that we start from Bereishis. The two are connected. So we'd like to understand the HaChodesh and the Bereishis, and what this means for us in our avoda. Rambam kava 13 ikarim. We don't have in Chazal Ahedya the 13 Ikarim of the Rambam, and not in the Rishonim that preceded the Rambam. The very fact that there are Ikarim LaTorah that the Rishonim asked about, they don't know where we get this from. It's not written in Chazal. So maybe we can get it from what it says in Agada Shel Pesach, Kofar Be'Ikar. So we have the word Ikar. Just to say they're ikrim for the Torah, their principles, their fundamentals, and to count them as 13, that these are the principles and not others. So the Rishonim expended a lot of energy trying to explain this. A lot of people argue with the Rambam. There are other, maybe it's Rabbi Yosef Alba, the 3 Ikrim, where you can't make Ikrim, the whole Torah is an Ikr. But it was accepted in Klal Yisrael, what the Rambam says, that the 13 Ikrei Amuna. We see B'meshach Kol HaDoros, this was accepted in Klal Yisrael. And we find that the Torah was Koveh something specific as an Ikr. And its branches, what branches off from it, is the rest of the Torah. And that Ikar is Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we keep Shabbos. V'zachar tikev nitzav eretz Mitzrayim v'yatziach Hashem lokecha misham. Arkein tzivcha Hashem lokecha lasas is yam haShabbos. All the mo'adim are zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Tefillin, tzitzis, zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Kedushas b'choros, zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Isser ribis, isser honah. Isra Mos b'mishkalos, Eichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. מאחר שיש מהמצוות האלו שדינן ככל התורה כולה, כגון המועדה בשבס, right? שבס is connected to this מצרים. And if you're מועדה in שבס, you're מועדה בכל התורה כולה. You're מחל שבס, you're a כופר בכל התורה כולה. Tzitzis includes all the mitzvahs. Uzachartem et mitzvot Hashem. So all the mitzvahs are included in Shabbos, all the mitzvahs are included in tzitzis, and that means all the mitzvahs are included in tzitzis Mitzrayim. See, tzitzis Mitzrayim is an ikar. The Torah was kofeh an ikar of tzitzis Mitzrayim. That's a root from which there are many, many branches. And that's why the Torah says, Na'agadol, if you show tzitzis, that's going to call kofar b'ikar. If you're taking yourself out of Yotzin and Mitzrayim, what are you doing? So now you're called from this ikar, this is yourself, you're told to the Torah. All the limudim that the Torah was covered by Yitzis Mitzrayim are limudim of Emunah. Like it says about Makas Mitzrayim. L'man teida, ki ein kashem l'ikeinu. L'man teida, ki ein yashem b'kev ha'aretz. L'man teida, ki l'ashem ha'aretz. בעבור תדע כי אין כמוני בכל הארץ. כל הלימודים שבורא העולם קבע שהם לימודים היוצאים מיציאת מצרים, הם כולם לימודים של האמונה. מאחר שעיקר זה בידינו, הכל יתר הדברים כמובן הם רק ללמוד נכון, ללמוד היטב. את מה שנלמד מיציאת מצרים כולה. אבל יסוד הדבר ברור. ומיציאת מצרים הוא גם אמונה. זאת אומרת, אחר שהתורה קבעה שיציאת מצרים היא עיקר, and we have so many mitzvahs that come essentially the whole Torah comes from יציאת מצרים. So the אמונה, the idea of אמונה, which is the soul of all the לימודים ויציאת מצרים, is an עיקר. Everything has to come from אמונה. ברכה וקוף ועמידה על האחס, one mitzvah is the foundation of the whole Torah, וצדיק באמונה סביב יחיה. It's all rooted in אמונה. Because the Yisod of the Torah is Mitzvahs Mitzrayim, Mitzvahs Shabbos, which are included all the Mitzvahs. And they come from Mitzvahs Mitzrayim. And the Limudim of Mitzvahs Mitzrayim are Amunah. So it comes that Amunah is the Iker of the Torah. As we see in the Gemara, in the Makkos, Baruch Hava Akuk Ve'amidan Alachas, V'tzadik Ve'amunato Yechiye. Achshav, זה הדבר שקבע רמב"ם בדעתו, שכל 13 העיקרים הם הלימודים שאליהם מתכוון בורא העולם באמרו כי להשם הארץ. So that's the Rambam saying, as these became the Ikrim, all rooted in Mitzrayim. Like we see in Ramban, again, the Bo, that the whole, all of Ramuna, everything is nice. Min Nigla Nisar, it's all from God. We learn that God created the world from Yitzis Mitzrayim, Ki Lashem Aretz. Bavur Teda Ki Ein Kamoni B'chol Aretz. L'man Teda Ki Ein Kashem Lokein, all the Makkos we see that. To learn that there's a God, to the Limudim on believing in God, we learn from Yitzis Mitzrayim. We also learn the Yekor that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Menabi B'nei Adam, that he gives prophecy. The Yekor of Torah Neshamayim, Potsiach HaSam in Mitzrayim, right? We see in Mitzrayim there's Nevuah. We see that in Mitzrayim there's Torah and Hashemayim. Because Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Potsiach HaSam in Mitzrayim, Tavdun at Elokim al Ahar Hazeh, that we're going to leave Mitzrayim, we're going to get Mount Torah. And in Mount Torah, Hashem said, Anochi Hashem Elokech, what's the Anochi predicated upon? Asher Rotzi Sicha Mi'eretz Mitzrayim, Beis Avod, and now that's in Mount Torah. We talk about Ein Kamoni B'chol Aretz, Ein Kashem Elokeinu. It shows that Hashem is a Metzius beyond any other Metzius. So we have the first Iker is Metzius Hashem. That's definitely included in Metzius Mitzrayim. Achdus Hashem, Ein Oguf. That he's the first, he's the last. It's only worthy of serving him. So that's all included in the Godless of Hashem that we saw in the time. There is Nevuah, There's Nevuas Moshe, Torah Min Shamayim. So we see all these Inyanim in Yetzias Mitzrayim. We also see Yitzchak v'Onesh, that the Mitzvah were punished, and Imam ibn Moshleim, which Abayit Baruch Hu told the Shomer and Sosu Manash of Yom Tzosef. The Nusach in the Siddur, as we've discussed many times, now the Rambam says, the Rambam didn't write the Nusach in the Siddur, and the Siddur is in Meduyak, but general approximation. So the end of Yitzchak, you can see what the Rambam actually says in the Ketan Rechelek. That's also learned from Yitzchak Mitzrayim. And Hashgachas Avayah is certainly the 10th acre. Mashiach, also learned from Mitzrayim. Like we say in Nesach Sfard, V'hu yashmienu, V'rachem avshen yisrein ekocha elimor, Hen ga'alti eschem achris kireishis. The Gula Sigas, achris kireishis, Yisrein kemesi, Yisrein kemesi, Yisrein kemesi, Yisrein kemesi, Yisrein kemesi, Yisrein kemesi, Where we see Tchiyas HaMesim, which is the 13th of the Ikrim, where do we see that in Yetzias Mitzrayim? But Mishnah Rishana v'Perek Chelek, Asher Aleha Kavah Rambam v'Perush HaMishnayot et Kol Yikarim, Sham Ketuvim Yikrei HaEmunah. V'Davar Rishon Shekatuv Alav, Shemi Shekofer Bo, נקרא כופר בעיקר ומאבד את חלקו לעולם הבא. כפי שמחדש הרמב״ם בכל 13 העיקרים, זה הכופר בעיקר של תחיית המתים. פרסנס כופר מתחילת המסם, he loses חלק מהעולם הבא. כל יסר שם חלק לעולם הבא, שם הרמב״ם חכם צדיק, מאוד מישור, זאת אומרת, מה דעה סלע לספר, ואילו שאין להם חלק לעולם הבא, The Nusach of Rambam doesn't say Min HaTorah, it says Ein Tchiyas HaMesim. In our Mishnah, it says Min HaTorah. Rashi writes about this Omer Ein Tchiyas HaMesim Min HaTorah, Shekofer Bamidroshim, Tidarshin and Bagimor Lekamon, Minayin Tchiyas HaMesim Min HaTorah. Vafil Yehemoy Yomamin. Remember, this is a very, very important Rashi. Vafil Yehemoy Yomamin Shechi HaMesim, El Loi Ramiza Boy Haisa, Koifer. הויל ועוקר שיש תחיית המסים מן התורה. מה לנו ולאמונה זוהי? וכי מאיך הוא יודע שכן הוא? הלקח, כופר גמור הוא. כך לשון רש"י שלפנינו, יש מוחקים זאת מרש"י, אבל ביד רמה זה כתוב כך בשם רש"י. Person says, it's not תחיית המסים מן התורה, it's כופר in the Midrashim, that we dash in the Gemara, מנהל תחיית המסים מן התורה. And even if he's more than his mind, that the Mason are going to live, but he says it's not alluded to in the Torah, he's a kofer. Since he's operating Tchiyas HaMesim from the Torah, Malon Volem Munasama, what do we have from his Emunah? His Emunah is meaningless. How does he know what's going to be? And therefore he's a kofer Gamor. Magical words of Rashi. But it's not enough to believe in Tchiyas HaMesim. One has to further believe that Tchiyas HaMesim is alluded to in the Torah. Malan v'le'amunasai. What good is this emunah? By the way, I did a search in the Otzer HaChochma to see how many svarim in the Otzer HaChochma talk about this Rashi. 342 svarim. As anachem po nechnas l'nosei anak, anak. עכשיו נראה מה שאומר זה מורנו ובנו במושי זצה, במושי דיבר על זה בכמה וכמה זדניות. אז כתוב כאן במשנה חידוש גדול, בגמרא מבואר שהעולם הבא הוא תחיית המסים עצמו, תחיית המסים הוא עצמו אל המעבר. העולם שערכה לתחייה, אומרת הגמרא תנא, הוא כופר בתחיית המסים, לפיכך לא יהיה לו חלק בתחיית המסים. He was kofer בתחיית המסים. He said Tchiyas HaMesim is not Min HaTorah, and therefore he's not going to have a chelek in Tchiyas HaMesim. That's what it means, it says in the Mishnah. Eilu, Kotzer Rishon Chelek Lo Elam Haba, and then you don't have a chelik in olam haba. Hamer and chiyas amesim in the Torah. He says it's not chiyas amesim. Means he's no chelik in olam haba because he was kofer in chiyas amesim. He doesn't get chiyas amesim. What does it mean? He doesn't get chiyas amesim. Meaning he doesn't get olam haba. It says ain't no chelik olam haba because he says it's not chiyas amesim. The Gemara says if he says it's not chiyas amesim, then you don't get chiyas amesim. And the Gemara calls that not getting chiyas amesim. Ain't no chelik olam haba. So he's losing out in his olam haba, Rachman al Eklan. But he has to be, even if he believes in Chiyas Mason, he has to be kofer in Chiyas Mason min HaTorah, which is very interesting. For example, we tefillin have to be black, but if you say it's not from the Torah, you're cool. It doesn't say in the Torah. There's no remnants for the halacha of Moshe Mesinai that the tefillin have to be black. And yet here, the Gemara is telling us that you have to believe that Chiyas HaMesim is min HaTorah. Otherwise, you're a Koifil Gomu. And why does Rashi say, first of all, why is he a Koifil Gomu? He believes. And why does Rashi say, Ma'alon Ulam Unase? What do you mean, Ma'alon Ulam Unase? He knows it maybe from the same place that he knows. That he knows about tefillin, that tefillin are black. He knows that it's part of Jewish tradition, even though he doesn't believe it's Minat Torah. But that's what Jews believe, that's what he believes. No, no, no. He has to believe that it's Minat Torah. Omer ain't chiyas ames Minat Torah. As zeh ma she'anachnu rotzim kan le'avin. Ve'ha'p'ticha zeh me'hagmara. במסכת סנהדרין. גמרא בסנהדרין, בדף מ"א, צדי א', עמוד א', מסופרים שם כמה דברים על גביע בן פסיסה. Very, very special person, very big פיקח. He knew how to argue with the kofrim. He was like the מרדכי נויגרשן. מרדכי נויגרשן זה a well-known Israeli lecturer. And he is said being a very handsome, well presented man. He's also an extremely good speaker, you know, with a tinge of cynicism to put people and ideas in their place, maybe more than a tinge, and a sense of humor, and a beautiful command of the language, and this great and large array of sources. Anyway, not comparing, but in our door we need such people. So Gvir ben Psisa was that time he was the one who could argue with the Kofrim. He's not considered one of the Chachmei Israel, but he's a special person. Anyway, this is close to Tchilas Baisheni. After the days of Shemat Tzadik, Kvishim Saper Shema Gemara, she Gvir ben Psisa haya to'en v'klal Yisrael k'negedin Torah she'tavu b'nei Shemel Otanu eitel Alexander Mokdon k'shubah la'aretz. ובאותו זמן בבית מדרש של אנטינס איסור שקיבל משמעון הצדיק, שם נוצרה אמינות, אז צצה אמינות בישראל. גביר בן פסיסה was argument of בני ישמעאל by Alexander the Great, when it comes to Eretz Israel. And at that time, that's when the Mina started, and Antinus Yisocho was Makal from Shemana Tzadik. That's where the Tzadik of Isis, that was their base Medrash. And they were called Saminim. אז מספר שם הגמרא, אמר לה הוא מינה וגביר בן פסיסה. וילכון חייבה אמריתון מתי חיין. דחיין מייתי, דמתין חיין. Woe unto you the wicked, as you say the dead will come to life. The way of the world is that those who are alive die. How can you say the dead are going to come to life? Rashi, Vayelchon Chayav, Oilechem Rashi, calls him a Rasha because he believes in Tchias HaMesim. The Chayim Mesim, this is the Min, the heretic. Oysim Shem Chayim, Boim Anu Shem Eitin. Those who are alive, we see they're going to die, but so how are you going to think that the dead are going to come to life? In other words, that man says to Gvir ben Psisa as the representative of Chal Yisrael. Oyechem Rishayim. How can we think, we who believe in the Torah, how can we think that the dead are going to come back to life? We see this as the opposite Mahalach. The living people die, dead people don't live. In other words, you have to look at the world and you have to see what the Mahalach of the world is. And the Mahalach of the world, sweet friends, is that the dead live, is that the living die, not that the dead live. That's the time of this meaning. Why is he a Rasha? Because we're going against God. God shows us the opposite Mahalach. So how can we think thoughts against God? Mamshicha Gemara b'shiva kviya b'msisa. Amar levai l'chon chayavai d'amrit v'meiti lo chay. D'lo abuchay, d'lo abuchay, d'lo abuchay, d'lo abuchay, d'lo avu chayei, d'avei chayei lo kol shekein. So he says, woe unto you, the wicked, as you say the dead will not come to life, if those who are not in existence came to life, right? People who weren't alive became alive. Is it not reasonable, all the more so, that those who were once alive will come to life again? So the heretic said to Kviya ben Msisa angrily, you called me wicked? If I stand, I'll kick you and flatten your hump. So Kviya ben Msisa said, don't worry about it. If you do so, I'll call you an expert doctor. You'll be a rofei uman, and you'll get a lot of money for that. You'll straighten out my hunched over back. But Kviya was saying to him, Rashi, those who never existed now exist. So those who already existed, certainly they're going to come back and exist. Those who already existed in the past. We do see a mahalach for Tchiyas HaMeisim, because those who never lived, live. So Mela, those who already lived, are certainly going to live. Yisod davar shekatuf po, שהוויכוח כאן אינו אם המתים חיים או לא חיים, אלא איך לקרוא את ההנהגה הקבועה במציאות. איך להבין מה אנו צריכים להוציא מתוך הנהגת העולם. מה בורא העולם מגלה לנו בהנהגת העולם. אותו מין טוען שבורא העולם מגלה לנו בהנהגת העולם כיוון אחד. וגביע בן בסיס אומר לו, no, you got it all wrong. That's the argument. How do you look at the world? The Min says there's one Mahalach in the world. How do you read the map? How do you read the world? Kviya ben Msisa says there's one way to read the world, and the Min says there's a different way of reading the world. Long out. Shav b'rtzonen l'amshich l'etmonen b'agmara sham. Kayet anachnu nitalgim l'daf tzadi bet. Amud aleph. אמר רבי טבי, אמר רבי יושיע, מהי דכתיב? What does it mean when it says in the pasuk, שאול, שאול ועוצר רחם, ארץ לסוב המים. It's a verse in Mishle, in chapter 30, in verse 16. There are three that are never satisfied, the grave, the barren womb, and earth that doesn't receive sufficient water. V'chimayan sha'ol etzalechem. What does the grave have to do with the womb? Ela lomar lecha. Ma rechem machnisim otzi. Av sha'ol machnisim otzi. Just as the womb takes in and gives forth, gives out. So to the grave, takes in and gives out. The womb takes in the seed and is motzi of vlad. So to the grave is machnis. So to the grave is Machnis the Mace, and is Motzi L'Tchiyas HaMeisim. So they both absorb and bring out life. Mamshichah Gemara. V'halo Dvorim Kal V'chomer. Ma Rechem Shemachnitzim Bo V'Chashai. Motzim Imenu Kol Ekoilois. She'ol Shemachnitzim Bo V'Kol Ekoilois. En Odin Shemotzim Imenu Kol Ekoilois. Mikan Shulo Amen Chiyas HaMeis Imenu Toiro. If a Rechem, which you put in the seed, V'Chashai, it's done privately, and yet they take out the baby with kolei kolois when the mother is crying during childbirth. And with regard to the grave, that you put it in with kolei kolois, there's a lot of crying at the funeral. And on the Shem will see a man with kolei kolois, you also have to take out the kolei kolois, certainly. What's the kolei kolois? Rashi says, you talk of a shofar kolo. Unbelievable. Hainu, מה שנכנס לרחם זה דבר שהוא חסר משמעות, זה כלום. זה לא דבר של ממש. הגמרא קוראת לזה דבר שבחשאי. דבר שאינו אומר שום דבר, זה רק דבר. זה לא דבר. ומה שיוצא משם זה אדם שלם, שמכריז על עצמו, כמו שידוע. כשתינוק יוצא לאוויר עולם, יוצא בבכי גדול, הוא קולל קולות, הוא מכריז על עצמו, הנני. So, when it goes in, nothing goes in, and a lot comes out. When it goes in, the tip of surucha, and the baby comes out. Incredible. That's enough to believe in God. That a seed goes in, and an entire baby comes out all by itself. Unbelievable. So the grave that's brought in Bukolei Kolos, something chashiv goes into the grave. So something more chashiv is going to come out. Bukolei Kolos. Why is there Bukolei Kolos? Why is there so much crying at a funeral? Because this person was important. So if something so unimportant went into the woman's womb, and something so chashiv came out, that it cries out, hey, I'm here. Certainly something so chashiv which goes in. Kolei kolos, that's why there's so much crying. Something even more chashiv is going to come out. That's like tipa zera, that's like a seed of what's going to come out afterwards. The much more improved man that comes out of Chiyas HaMeisim. Mitzayim et HaGemara, Mikan, B'Tchiyat HaMeisim, Lo Omrim, Ein Tchiyat HaMeitim in HaTorah. From here you see an answer to those who say, Rachman al-Atzlan, that Chiyas HaMeisim is not in HaTorah. So this is the proof that Chiyas HaMeisim is Min HaTorah. זאת אומרת, תחיית המתים כתובה בכך שהתורה כתבה את השאור ואת הרחם בפסוק אחד. The fact that the grave and the womb are one pasuk. So you see Chiyas HaMeisim from the Torah. Because we can compare the grave and the womb. By the way, in Gemara, the Gemara calls the woman's the womb a kever, interestingly enough. Now we understand why. מה שאנחנו לומדים מהפסוק הזה, מחוכמתו של שלמה, That's what we have been seeing with them. The lo habucha and those who didn't exist, they were nothing. From just a piece of putrid semen, this incredible creation came out. Why can't we understand that when like full creation goes in, an even better creation is going to come out? That's the relationship between the person who goes into the grave and the person who comes out of the grave. It's a different surah saw them. Rabbi Akiva, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Ruach, Leah, everybody. They're going to come out in a much higher majority than they were in this world. That's like a tipa zera to the ultimate, compared to the ultimate chiyas ha-nesim. מה שאנחנו עומדים פה הוא שתחיית המתים צריכה להיות מסתברת ונלמדת מתוך ספר המציאות. In other words, we see from here that you have to learn Tchiyas HaMeisim from reality, from the order of things. Because otherwise, Ma'alanu La'amunasa, what does his faith do for us? What does his faith mean? כל אדם שמאמין שתחיית המתים הוא משהו שנופל על הבריאה, אבל לא מתוך סדר הדברים, זה לא נמצא בסדר העולם שמתחייבת ממנו תחיית המתים, אלא בתחיית המתים שתיפול על העולם כמציאות חדשה, אבל סדר העולם הוא הפוך. מי שמאמין בתחיית מתים כזאת, עליו אומר רש"י, מעלן ולאמונתו, הפירוש, היכן הוא רואה את זה? איך הדבר הזה שייך אליו? הורי לא קיבל על זה, הוא לא יודע. אדם צריך לראות זאת גם באותו עולם שבו חי. זאת אומרת, מי זה מעלו לאמונה שר? It's because he has to see it in the Seder HaBriah, and that's what we're learning in the Gemara. The Tchiyas HaMeisim is part of the Seder HaBriah. It's like we learn a Kal Vachomer from the Rechem. Otherwise, Ma'alan v'le'amunato, if he just says this is just something that happens, out of nowhere land, then Ma'alanu v'le'amunato, what is his faith worth for us? It has to be part of Metzius. You have to see it within the context of the world that we know. וזה כפי הנראה, פירוש המילים האומר אין תחיית המתים מן התורה. Person who says that Tchiyas HaMeisim doesn't come from the Torah, according to those shittas that have that as the gears in their Mishnah. Rashi says. היינו, שכל מי שכופר בתחיית המתים מן התורה, הוא כופר גמור כמעלנו לנו התורה כוונה, שהאופן שבו צריכה לבוא האמונה בתחיית המתים, הוא שאנו צריכים להאמין בסדר עולם כזה, שמערכת החיים שאנו חיים בתוכה, זאת מערכת חיים המצביעה ומלמדת על תחיית המתים. היא מראה שהכיוון הוא תחיית המתים. הכיוון הוא שאם לא אוהב הוא חיים, אז מחיים על אחת כמה וכמה שיהיו חיים. What's the type of moon we have to have in Tchiyas HaMeisim? That we have to see a Seder Olam, that in the system in which we live, that's a system that points to Tchiyas HaMeisim. That if you see that the living die, then the dead the non-living live, then the living will certainly relive. Tchiyas HaMeisim in the Torah means שכל מה שמפורש בתורה, whatever you see in the Torah, you see in the Bria. Torah is the Seder HaBria, as the Maharal Demarach. Torah is Seder HaOlam, Mapat HaOlam, like Rav Tzedek calls it. So, whatever we have in the Bria, we have in the Torah. So in other words, you have to see from the Mahalach of the Bria and Torah that there's Tchiyas HaMeisim. But if you don't see it and you just say, yeah, it's just going to come out of left field, out of nowhere land, Zalosheve. You have to see it within the Bria, which is a reflection of the Torah. So we see from here, tremendous Yisora, what I'm saying, that is that Ikel of Tchiyas HaMeisim, that principle of belief,
of Kriyas HaMeisim?
Ein inyano haim yikre mashu o lo yikre. Zot lo sheila, veze kral lo nidon. Zot emunah klalit shema shebore olam yotze ze ma sheyikre. Emunah tchiyat hamitim mitchayevet mitoch seder haolam. Seder haolam hu seder kaze שמצביע ומראה לנו וי לכון חייביה דאמריתון מתי לא חיי. דלא אהבו חיים, דאהבו לא כל שכן. So it's not whether Tchias HaMeisim is going to happen or not. The question is Tchias HaMeisim part of the Savior of the Olam? Can a person say, oh, for the dead people, if living people die, if non-living people live, then living people are certainly going to live once again. And therefore, the Rishonim will say that there are going to be no Tchias HaMeisim. I can't tell you what a big chiddush this is, what a big yisod this is. That's what Rashi is telling us. We're not looking for some amunah that something is going to happen, that there's going to be Tchias HaMeisim. God can do whatever he wants to do. Kol asher chafetz Hashem asa b'shamayim v'aretz b'anim v'chol daimus. The aim we have at Tchias HaMeisim is to live in such a world that brings us to Tchias HaMeisim. That's the yisod of the Mar Rabbi Sain, we have to continue this mahalach, and I thank you so much for listening. And I hope that from Doha you stay with me and we will continue and see and take new flaws. Mikorat Hashem Yitbarach. אני מודה לכם מאוד מאוד שהאזנתם שלנו. בלי נהדר משיח.